Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Thursday, April 2. In Squiz Kids today, Lobster Air takes flight. The Great Welsh Goat Vasion. Taronga TV brings the zoo to you. And a new Harry Potter audiobook. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
Imagine a plane chock-a-block with crustaceans, flying through the air with thousands of live lobsters on board. That's what will be happening in the weeks ahead as the Australian government steps in to help lobster farmers get their produce to market. The freight planes are scheduled to take off from Australian airports with their lobster passengers in the coming weeks, heading for places like Hong Kong, China, Japan, and the United Arab Emirates in the Middle East. Each of these countries usually buys loads and loads of our seafood, but since the coronavirus has stopped most planes from flying, the Aussie seafood farmers who rely on sending their lobsters overseas to make money have been left high and dry. The government has announced it will charter a bunch of freight planes to get our lobsters onto tables overseas and hopefully help our farmers make some money this month. I wonder if there's a lobster business class, and I wonder if they serve lobster on the menu. Probably not. Traditional Anzac Day services may have been cancelled to the public for this year, but a new idea has sprung up that will allow all Australian families to pay tribute to the men and women who have served our country, whilst still maintaining a healthy, government-approved distance from one another. It's called Light Up the Dawn, and instead of going to a local war memorial for the Anzac Day service this year, families are being urged to go to the end of their driveway at sunrise and light a candle. Put it in your diaries, people.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a new story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Wales, in the United Kingdom, where the village of Llandudno, and I'm sure I've mispronounced that, has been overrun with wild goats. The townsfolk have all been in lockdown for the past week, like most of the rest of the world. And while the residents have been indoors, the goats, that usually live on a headland outside town, have come into town and have been running amok in the streets. Video and photos from the town taken this week show the Kashmiri goats clambering over walls, feasting on people's flower beds, and helping themselves to the village's hedges. The local police said they weren't inclined to arrest the invaders because, and I quote, "they usually make their way back eventually." The Great Welsh Goat Vasion. There's a link to some photos in today's episode notes.
Sport time!
Tennis superstar Roger Federer has been making excellent use of his time in lockdown, practicing his trick shots. The Swiss champ posted a video to Twitter yesterday of him whacking the ball against a practice wall in the snow. The video is captioned, "Making sure I still remember how to hit trick shots." And it's safe to say he still remembers. There's a link to the video and Roger's mad skills in today's episode notes.
Pop Culture Corner.
If you've ever been to a zoo, you'll know one of the coolest parts is listening to the zookeepers chat about the animals they're looking after. Whether it's the seal wranglers or the bird keepers or teams of zoologists who look after the giraffes, they're always fascinating. Well, now you can stream those chats directly into your living room following the launch yesterday of Taronga TV, bringing all the best bits of Taronga Zoo in Sydney and Western Plains Zoo in Dubbo to a laptop or smart TV near you. For the next few weeks, while the zoos are closed, live cams on the animal enclosures, a regular series of chats with keepers and behind-the-scenes glimpses of goings-on in the zoo's hospitals are going to be streamed every day. There's another 10 minutes a day of homeschooling sorted. 'Cause we're here to help. There's a link in today's episode notes. Fans of Harry Potter will be as excited as Hermione in the library to learn that author J.K. Rowling has released an audiobook version of her 2007 collection of short stories, The Tales of Beedle the Bard, read by some of the actors from the Harry Potter films, including the dastardly Lucius Malfoy. Proceeds from sales of the book will go to Rowling's charity, the Lumos Foundation, which helps children in orphanages all over the world.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. What special day commemorating the sacrifice of our defence forces will be marked in people's driveways this year? Yeah, that's right. It's Anzac Day. Question number two. Which zoo has launched its own TV service? You got it. It's Taronga. Question number three. Name the tennis champ who's been practicing his trick shots on Twitter. Yeah, Roger Federer. Yeah!
Shoutouts.
Today's birthday shoutouts go to Dylan from New Farm, Amira from Coffs Harbour, Lucy from Hobart, Lizzie from Ferndale, Seraphine from East Bentley, Lenny from Perth, Theodore from Brunswick West, Yuina from Caroline Springs, Elroy from Northcote, Angus from Sydney, Vijay from Liverpool, Naz from Newcastle, Lenny from Atwell, and Elsie from Orange. And some belated birthday shout-outs to Caitlin from Tyres Hill, Shane from Penrith, and Sophia from Chipping Norton, and Galahad from Albury, who wins the name of the day. Happy birthday to you all. And some classroom shout-outs today to Mrs. Preen in Year 6 at St. Catherine Labore, Gomea, Year 2 and Miss Longitano at North Ride Public School, Mrs. Rance and 4R in Class 3L at Gorican Public School and North Ainslie Primary School. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.